Good morning, good morning. Oricel here from Time to Shine. So today we're going to continue our study in the book of Micah, and we are in Micah chapter 6. So I'm going to read through it and see what the Lord instructs us. So it says on verse 1, "Hear now what the Lord is saying. Arise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Listen, you mountains, to the indictment of the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the earth, because the Lord has a case against his people. Even with Israel, he will dispute." Verse 3, "My people, what have I done to you? And how have I worried you? Answer me. Indeed, I brought you up from the land of Egypt, and I ransomed you from the house of slavery, and I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. And so here, Micah the prophet, he's showcasing or presenting a trial against the people of Israel in front of God. And so the Lord showed them how he has brought them out of slavery. He ensured that, verse 2, "And you endure in the foundations of the earth, because the Lord has a case against his people. Even with Israel, he will dispute." So even with his own people, he wants to straighten them out. He wants them to go in the right direction. So that's why he had a case with them. And he was showcasing all the wrongdoings that they were doing and how they are separated from God. And so I'm going to continue verse 5. Verse 5 is really interesting. It has many points that we can talk about. Verse 5 says, "My people, remember now what Balak, king of Moab, counseled, and what Balaam, son of Beor, answered him, and from the Shittim to Gilgal, so that you might know the righteous acts of the Lord." So here, he's pointing out Balak, the king of the Moabs, and Balaam, the false prophet. Or Balaam was a prophet. He was a non-Jewish or non-Hebrew prophet, but he heard from the Lord. And so the king of Moab, Balak, has asked Balaam to curse Israel, to curse the land of the father, to curse God's chosen people 7 times. And Balaam wasn't able to do so because the Lord protects his people. The Lord is very protective of his children. And so Balak, the king of Moab, was going to give a reward to Balaam if he cursed God's people. And several times he tried to do so, but he couldn't. Even to the point that when he was about to curse, he was riding a donkey, and then donkey saw the angel of the Lord with a sword, and the donkey tried to move other direction to avoid the angel, and even the donkey spoke. And so you can find that in Numbers 22-24. And so the Lord protected, even he was a bad prophet, he protected Balaam from being killed by the angel. He gave him a chance, but Balaam wanted to persist on getting his reward. Because several times, as I mentioned, he tried to curse the people of Israel, but he couldn't. Every time he would curse them, he would say a blessing. And so the only way that he noticed that the people of Israel were to sin against the Father was if they were pursued or enticed by idolatry and sexual immorality. And so Balaam, the prophet, asked or told Balak, the king of Moab, to send his young females or young woman to the tent of the Israelites, so that they will be called to sin. So he did that. He sent this young woman, and the people of Israel submitted to that cause. They prostituted themselves, even they had idolatry as well. They were eating sacrifice food or sacrifice offerings, and they were caught into idolatry, as not sexual immorality as well. And so because of this, 24,000 died. And you can find this in Numbers 25:1-9 and Deuteronomy 23:3-6. And so the people of God, they were caught in judgment because of what they were doing. And so the enemy knows what we have for our weakness. And if he doesn't try through the front door, he'll try through the back door. He would do things that makes us weak, that makes us go away from God, that separate us from the Father. But God has his way of judging people. God has his way of protecting his children and bringing judgment in the right direction for the people as well. And so when we got caught into sin, we ought to analyze ourselves. Why are we doing this sin? Why are we committed this sin? Sometimes the Lord would bring remorse into our mind and would allow us to ask for forgiveness. And that's exactly what we have to do. Because he loves and loves his children. Israel, his chosen nation, his chosen people, he loves them. He has judged them several times, multiple, more times than I can number, but yet he's faithful with them. As you can see right now in the war that they're having, they're so small, but yet they're strong. And they fight and they do so many things against the people who are battling them. And yet God is still protecting them. God's beautiful, the apple of his eyes, as it says in the word, that we are his children, we are the apple of his eyes, and he will protect us and guide us and give us strength. So if you are not God's child, it's easy to become one. You just have to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you will be guided by the Father. Your days will be guided by him. Who has the authority over your life, who knows what's best, who knows that if you surrender your pride, your ignorance, your decisions to him, he's faithful enough to forgive your sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, as it says in the Word of God, and to guide your life in the right direction. For he's faithful. We can see it here in this story, or in the story of Balaam. And we can see it in Micah 6, how the Lord brought judgment to the people of Israel. Well, they were in trial. Micah was presenting the people of Israel as a trial, or in a trial. So I'm going to continue with verse 6 and on and see what we can learn. With what should I come to the Lord and bow myself before the God on high? Should I come to him with burnt offerings, with yearling calves? Does the Lord take delight in thousands of rams, in 10,000s of rivers of oil? Should I present my firstborn for my rebellious acts, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O man, what is good, And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? That's exactly what God wants us to do. He wants us to do just things. He wants us to be a just life, to love kindness, to love helping others, to love doing the right things, to love good things, and to walk humbly. Definitely God honors a humble heart, a humble mind, for He is the King. He is the one that rules the world. He's the one that that can rule our lives in obedience of Him and walk us to the right direction. And He wants us to be humble in his face, in our walk in this earth, for He is above all. And we should know that we should surrender our lives to Him because He's great. Ever since I know Him, I will say, even maybe perhaps not even when I knew God, I know He protected me from so many things. I vividly remember a time where I would walk to school, and it was through bushes, it was through muddy territory. I even would get to school with muddy shoes, and the nun of the church, of the school, would help me clean them up after I would get there to school. But I know that He protected me so many times. Every time I walked through those bushes, every time I walked through the muddy place, I know that He was with me. He protected me from being robbed, kidnapped, or even raped or abused. I know that He walked with me. And I'm so thankful of that, that even before I knew Him, He was still on my side. So you might not know God as your personal Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But if you surrender to Him, He will guide you into the right direction. So verse 9, it says, "The voice of the Lord will call to the city, and its sound wisdom to fear your name. Hear, O tribe, who has appointed its time. It is yet a man in weakness, in wicked house, along with treasures and weakness, and a sure measure that is cursed. Can I justify wicked scales? Can I bag or deceive weights? For the rich men of the city are full of violence. Her residents speak lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth." So as we can see here, the Lord doesn't like wicked scales. So they were robbing the people when they were selling things, and deceitful weights. So He was going to judge them for what they're doing with the weights and how they were selling things to the poor and robbing them, or to even to anyone that will buy things. Verse 12, it says, "For the rich men of the city were full of violence. Her residents speak lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth." Verse 13, it says, "So also I will make you sick, striking you down, desolating you because of your sins. You will eat, but you will not be satisfied, and your vileness will be in your midst. You will try to remove your safekeeping, but you will not preserve anything. What you do preserve, I will give to the sore." So because of their weakness, even if they save things, they will not be good. He will give it away. He will give it to the sword. They will banish. And so verse 15, it says, "You will sow what you reap. You will tread the oil, but will not anoint yourself with oil. And the grapes, but you will not drink wine. The statues of Ori and the works of the house are observed. and in their devices you walk. Therefore, I will give you up for destruction, and your inhabitants for derision, and you will bear the reproach of my people. So basically, here they were walking in the statues of Orim. Orim was the son of the king Ahab. They were both wicked kings, and the people were walking in their advice, and so the Lord brought judgment on them because of that too. So I'm gonna leave it there for today, but I do hope you have some time over to read Micah 6 to see what the Lord instructs you, to see what help you understand His word and how to apply it. But for what today I have noticed is that, or what I have learned, is that God blesses His children. He protects them. Even in our weakness, He's still protecting us. He wants us to walk in the right direction alongside with Him. He yearns for His children to follow Him and to walk humbly, as it says here, to love kindness and do justice, not just for yourself, but for other people who you do business with, who you partner with, who you married, who you serve. So I'll leave it there for today. I hope, as I mentioned, for you to read Micah chapter 6 and see how the Lord blesses you today. So stay encouraged, stay uplifted. Have a wonderful Tuesday. Bye-bye.